Welcome, welcome, everybody. We back again. Shock Therapy with your boy, I'm Just Saying. We're doing something different. We're not doing any music, no comedy. I'm taking it to the fashion stage, to the catwalk, shall I say. I'm feeling like I need to get dressed up. I'm feeling kind of underdressed, actually. I'm sitting next to the man, the myth. Yeah, he's a man, the myth, and the legend to me. And if you don't know about him, you will. I'm glad I got him now, because in a minute, I'm probably going to have to call this booking agent and some other folks to get him. I got Mr. Mark Matthews. What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, man, I'm just glad you came down.
Absolutely.
For the people that don't know what you do in this amazing industry that we call fashion, could you explain to the people what exactly that you do?
Well, I started a company called the Whatnot Bow Tie Company.
Okay.
In December of 2012, I decided I wanted to make bow ties. I couldn't find the ones that I wanted to wear.
Right.
When I did, they were so expensive that I didn't want to pay for them.
I understand.
So I was buying from a cousin of mine out in Maryland who makes bow ties also.
Okay.
Shout out to the Finishing Touch Bow Ties.
Finishing Touch.
And eventually I just said, you know, I'm going to start making these.
Really?
So I called him up. I said, you know, cuz, I'm going to start making them. I can invest in your business or I can do my own.
Right, right.
And I ended up doing my own. And, you know, the rest is history. You know, it's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, I've got to say. And for those that haven't seen these bow ties, you can find him on Facebook like I did. I have a cousin who rocked one of his ties, and my favorite color is red. And I'm going to just tell y'all, if my cousin wear that bow tie again, he about 6'4", 3-something. I'm not one to tangle with anybody, but I'm going to get that bow tie off of him because it's just that cold.
Oh, man, you just got to come get your own.
Man,
I got you.
I appreciate it because he's too big and he's too strong. So I don't feel like fighting, but that bow tie is dope. Where can they find your stuff at? Where can they go to? Websites and whatnot?
Definitely Instagram at the Whatnot. My Twitter is also the Whatnot. That's THEWHATKNOT. My email is info@thewhatnot, and the website is thewhatnot.com.
Okay. Cool. Sound good to me. Let's see. I'm thinking. I got a question for you, and I'm wondering what was the thing besides trying to buy expensive ties? What was the thing that inspired you to actually make these ties?
Because
I mean, why not the regular ties, you know, versus the bow tie?
Because when you walk into a room with a bow tie on, heads turn. Like, you walk differently when you have a bow tie on.
Uh-huh.
I love the level of style that's behind a bow tie.
Okay.
And neckties didn't do that for me.
I understand. Okay, I could dig that.
I'll have neckties, but I'm going to have someone else make them.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm digging the bow ties. Like I said, I've never been a fan of bow ties. Never, ever, ever, ever. Like, when I was a kid, my mother used to have me try to wear them, and I promise you, I would lose them on purpose.
Well, what I like is that I've been teaching a lot of people how to tie bow ties, which means I'm catching a lot of people that never wore bow ties before.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I never really paid it attention at first, and I sat down next to a guy who is a bow tie wearer, and you know, he was telling me, like, you're changing the way people dress here.
Yeah.
And I never thought of it like that before, but that's a great thing.
It's a beautiful thing, because people like me, who are stubborn in their fashion, or lack of, you know. So, like I said, I got to give it to you, because I've never been a fan of bow ties until I looked at those bow ties, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Like, your designs are just dope.
I appreciate it.
What was the inspiration to, like you said, or goes into the inspiration of making a bow tie a certain color, or, you know, a certain one of, like I said, putting them together the way that you do?
Well, when I search for fabric, see, I'm a DJ.
Right, okay.
So, you know, I dig in them crates for records.
Right,
you know,
right.
I could be in record stores all day long looking for one record.
Right.
So I take that same theory, and I go in and I look for fabric. So when I find fabric, and if I don't say, "Oh, I can't wait to go home and make this so I can wear it," I don't buy it.
That's fair.
So I'm kind of selfish with my styles. Like I definitely make my ties.
You make it for you to wear.
That's what I make it for me to wear.
I figured that. I was about to ask you because it seemed like your style, like I said, is nasty. It's dope. And so I'm like, yo, he ain't just making these for anybody. This is for
I make them for me. And I'm just very thankful that other people like what I like.
Dude, that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's really how you have to be as an artist.
Yeah.
If you're doing anything, you really make what you like.
Yeah, definitely a true artist will make what they like.
Yeah, definitely, you know, all the time.
And then just give it out to the world.
You know? And serve it to them.
Or sell it to the world.
Yeah, I like the selling better.
Yeah, I'd rather sell it to the
too.
World. I gotta
me
eat.
Yeah.
Gotta eat.
So tell me, ask a couple personal questions. Any children, wife, or girlfriend?
I am no longer married.
Okay.
I have 3 kids.
Okay.
My oldest daughter, my baby girl, she turned 24 a couple weeks ago.
Well, you said your baby girl.
Yes. She's my oldest, but that's, you know, that's
always
my baby,
your baby
girl.
Yeah, okay.
That's my baby girl.
Okay. Okay.
And then my son, not, her name is Jasmine. So my son Chris, he just turned 21 on the 8th.
Cool.
And then my son Dane, he'll be 21 in September.
Mark, you don't look like you're a day older of 28.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to jump in here. I'm going to have to ask. The people will get to see the pictures later, but I'm thinking you in our age group. You said your oldest daughter is, what'd you say, 24?
24.
Like, man, that's 6 years younger than me. Yeah, you look good, brother.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man.
That's good whiskey. Good. Wait, can I say that in the church?
You can say that.
So yeah, that's good.
That's dope.
What I want to ask you myself is, so do you have any fashion experience, or like, you just like, I need to do this because everybody else ain't doing the game right?
It wasn't even about really anybody else. It was just, I just woke up one morning and it was like, this is what I want to do. So I mean,
wow.
I literally. I got a $25 sewing machine off of Craigslist.
Okay.
And I looked online to find out how to make them, went and bought some fabric. And actually, a friend of mine, the sewing machine was just sitting there.
Right.
And I was in the studio working on some music.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine, Charlene, came through. We were supposed to do a radio show.
Okay.
And she looked at the sewing machine and just pulled it out and started trying to figure out how to do it. And then that's when I was like, all right, we went and bought some fabric, and I ended up making my first bow tie that night.
Really? Wow.
Now, I noticed, let me make sure I saw this right. I noticed that looking at your portfolio, you have some bow ties with Velcro on them?
No.
Now, how did that work? What was
Velvet?
Velvet. Like, it seemed like it was like a strap almost, or what was I looking at there?
No, all of my adult ties, let me step back. All of my adult ties are self-tie.
Self-tie, okay.
So
okay.
You got to tie them.
Okay, because I was going to say, you helping some brothers out, you got some Velcro straps on your bow tie.
Nah, it's like that thing where they say, instead of giving you a fish, I'd rather take you down to the lake and teach you how to fish for yourself.
Right, yeah.
I'd rather teach you how to tie a bow tie, because you wouldn't wear a clip-on tie necktie after the age of 10.
Yeah.
Why would you wear a clip-on bow tie?
I reduce it to 6. 6, you know, you like, better man up.
Like, you know when you walk into the spot and you know that dude with the clip-on bow tie.
Yeah.
With that pre-tied tie. It's small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's perfect. And at the end of the night, when the party's winding down and we can pull our tie out and let it hang,
yeah, you know,
he got to turn around and take his off and put it
in
his pocket.
So
because you can't just let a tied bow hang like that. So
right.
I always say, real men, let it hang.
Yeah, I got you. I got you on that.
Wait, can I say that in the church?
You going to say that, man?
That's
all right. You say. You say, bro. You say. So, okay, let's get to this. I'm still stumped by the age, because I'm just bugging because your kids are like you said, they're not that younger than
I'm
me
40.
And ever. All right, so what is it besides the whiskey? I got to know. I gotta know. At this point,
I think it's the light skin. I think
is it the light skin?
Oh man,
here we go.
You know, they just shine a certain way, and you just like it knocks 10 years off. I think that's what it is.
I don't know. Does the Bard still look young? I don't know.
I mean, he doesn't necessarily look young, but he just looks cool. It's like, it's the Barge, man. Just like,
I mean, he did a lot of hardcore drugs, and he still looks better than most. You know what I'm talking about?
But Chico still looks young.
Chico look young.
I don't know about Bunny. I don't know.
Yeah, Bunny. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Bunny, yeah.
She's kind of in between. She kind of like LaToya Jackson, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, LaToya. That's another story. Don't mess your face up like that. No, just leave it alone.
Keep it straight, man. Keep it straight. All right, so let me ask you, do you ever, since you're doing what you're doing with the fashion and the bow ties, do you give what I want to say, like classes or anything to young men that may want to learn how to, you know, like I said, they're learning how to dress? And so I think with the bow tie game, I'm pretty sure you have young men or men come up to you and say, hey, man, I want to learn how to rock these things properly.
Absolutely. Of course, anybody that comes to buy, I teach how to tie them if they don't know.
Right.
And I was actually, I just left the boutique out in Shaker Heights. Shout out to Seth and Sasha Kids Boutique. They just bought some kids ties from me. But
cool. They
also have a real estate company
okay. With
a conference room. So the guy Akil, who runs the real estate company, was saying that he has a lot of friends that want to wear bow ties, but they don't know how to tie them.
Right.
So he has a nice conference room. We're going to set up an event where they'll just come out, probably have wine or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, we'll teach everybody how to tie ties. And also, you know, I'll give them a little discount that day if they buy.
That's awesome.
Buy some ties. And I've been speaking to kids a lot lately. I went from not speaking at all about this to last week I had 3 speaking engagements to kids.
Yeah, I mean, like the guy said that I was wearing the bow ties, that told you, you really are help changing the culture of fashion, which is needed.
Yeah.
Because going from sagging pants to baggy clothes to, like, listen, you do have to grow up at some point.
Yeah.
And you do have to conduct business. You can't be on the streets all your life. If you want to do something to be somebody, you need to learn how to dress.
Yeah.
So I applaud you for that, because that's major. You got to think about, you're like one of the few guys that's actually out here doing it. So
there's a lot of them out here actually doing it right now. I mean, not with the bow ties, but, you know, Cleveland, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a lot of business owners.
Okay.
You know, I wore my first bow tie back in 2009 to a party thrown by a friend of mine that goes by Face.
Okay.
Everything by Face. Hair salon,
nail salon.
Eyebrows.
You know, the whole nine.
I wore my first bow tie to his event.
Really?
You know, so I always shout him out for that, because...
Hey, that's major.
You know, that was the first bow tie that I ever worn. And the guy in the store... Mm-hmm. Who's still at Dillard's, he taught me how to tie it. And
that's cool.
The rest is, you know,
the rest is history. That's all right, man. I'm honored, man. We got Mark Matthews in the building with his bow tie, and he got his what we call that briefcase, architect?
That's a spy kit.
The spy kit.
That's a spy kit.
Oh yeah, he official. He came.
I got the handcuff on it. Did I handcuff to my wrist?
Yeah, that was. Look, he got out the vehicle, and I was like, there's no way. He got the briefcase. He's sharp. I'm talking about, if you can see him, he's sharp from the bottom of his shoe top of his head. You know what I'm talking about? I appreciate that. Now, let me ask you another question. First of all, did you grow up in the Cleveland area?
I did. I grew up on East 140th and Bartlett.
Okay.
Which we call Bartlett.
You're right.
We know the difference between Bartlett and Bartlett. Bartlett is in Bedford Heights. Bartlett is in the hood.
Right. Okay. So what high school did you attend?
I went to John Adams and I went to Jane Adams.
Okay, you get cool points for both. One, you went to John Adams because my dad graduated from John Adams. Shout out to John Adams. Very cool school. And two, because I had to go to Jane Adams for some extra classes.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it.
All right.
So that's, you're on the phone.
Yeah, there was
like
a 70-30 ratio, women to, or girls to boys, or young women to young men.
Or the ratio
back then.
In your favorite?
It was in my favorite. It was awesome. Like 70% women there.
That reminded me of a class I had. I couldn't wait to get the 8th period English. Boy, it was like, oh my God. Yeah, like, you can wait for that bell to ring for that.
it was definitely an
fun
interesting time.
Fun times, Richmond High. Yeah, okay.
So let me ask you this. I mean, you're doing your thing. Your bow ties are blowing up. You're coming along in the right season with people trying to get their bow tie game up. I just officially joined the club earlier this year because I wasn't opposed to bow ties. I mean, it looked right on certain people, but yeah. I was like, nah, that ain't gonna work for me. And then I'm like, let me switch it up. So it's starting to pick up with people like I'm just saying and myself.
Yeah.
When are we gonna see a store when everybody can know where you at?
Well, the problem with a store is that's another business.
Yeah,
exactly.
True.
Okay.
So now I'm running a bow tie or a men's accessories line, and I'm running a store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So my goal is really to design fabric, send the designs off to a company that will create the fabric, make the bow ties, and send them back.
Okay.
I want to wholesale to stores.
That's all right.
I don't want to so much be an entrepreneur as I want to be
a distributor,
you know,
almost
CEO of a company.
Yeah. So I should think.
You know, I want to wholesale so that I can get them around the world
faster too. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Socks are next.
Socks are
big. I already got my first couple designs for the socks.
Tommy Hilfiger started his business with socks.
Is that right?
Yeah. And you see where he's at now, so that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I feel kind of extra special. You know what I'm saying? I had a music producer, legendary music producer earlier.
And he's definitely a Cleveland legend.
And I definitely got the man in fashion right now sitting next to me. Because like I said, maybe you don't know, but I'm going to just call it like I see it. I know for a fact, after a while, we really going to have to contact some folks just to get to you. Well, I'm going to keep your personal number. So don't
just keep
it.
Your personal number.
Don't
I hope you're right.
Don't change it.
Like,
nah,
I'm not going to change it.
Don't change it.
I hope you're right, man.
I believe it. I might as well speak it. I mean, you know, that's what we do.
I'm counting on it.
I'm counting on it, too. Me, too. You have any clients, major clients that you deal with in per se with your bow ties?
Okay, my first professional athlete was Ted Ginn Jr.
Okay.
You know, I've had Music Soul Child follow me on Instagram on the strength of my ties.
Really?
Somebody shouted him out and was like, if you like bow ties, you should follow the whatnot. So he did, but he still hasn't. You know, I haven't been able to get a hold of him.
Oh, we'll work on that. Don't
you
worry.
Know, you know, my trainer, Philly Whedon, who is, you know, the trainer extraordinaire,
the man,
playwright,
the
we're working
man.
On a movie. You know, he has a lot of my ties.
Really?
He has a lot of my
he
ties.
He do rock a lot of bow ties, too, by the way.
But now my very best customer.
Who's your very best? Yeah, you know
my
what?
Very
that
best
should be.
Customer.
Who's your very best customer?
I'm gonna shout out my man Dwayne Dunn. He is he's one of the owners of Helen's Game Time
mm-hmm.
in Cleveland Heights, and one of the owners of the Gateway in Bedford Heights. I'm gonna say he probably has close to 50 of my ties.
50
in his personal collection, and then he bought for his bartenders. He bought for other groups like. You know, and even his partner at Helen's has about 20 of them, Chris.
That's just wonderful.
So when I drink, I drink at Helen's because I do business with people that do business with me. You know, when I drink juice and water.
Hey, whatever, man. Listen,
I
understand.
When I drink that whiskey, they make me look
young. That business.
Now, let me ask you this. What's your favorite tie for yourself that you've made?
I think... The easy answer is my signature tie, the Crazy Paisley, which is on the card.
Okay.
But I do have a couple ties that are exclusive only to my collection.
Right. Okay, it makes sense. I can understand that.
You know, one is a black and white damask print, and on the other side is a red velvet.
Okay.
Oh.
And then another one of my favorites that actually one other person has this tie.
Okay.
It's camouflage on one side and a dark green velvet on the other side.
Oh.
You know, I got like a wool and denim reversible that I really like. You know, I try to switch things up and
we see.
Yeah, you know, I just want you to stand out.
Yeah, and that's the thing I was gonna say. That's the beauty of being custom made, because you can say, yeah, I like Paisley, but I like Paisley and plaid. You ain't gonna find that in Dillard's. You know,
right.
I might need you to hook that up for me.
Right.
Wow, so yeah, that's a good deal.
So what's the average price of a tie? What's the price ranges for these ties?
My ties start at 30.
Okay.
And right now, my most expensive tie is 65.
That's decent, man. That's
compared to
what they be in the store.
Yeah, I've run across a couple like $200. Like, yeah, that's good shit right there.
Yeah, go into Nordstrom's and look at the prices of their ties.
Yeah, I was about to say that Nordstrom's will kill you.
Yeah, their basic ties.
And they ain't even touching your ties.
Yeah,
not at all.
Well, I thank you.
That's all right.
And I have kids' ties that are $25. I've been running some specials where they're $20.
Yeah, speaking of, kids, Easter. Easter's coming up. What's business
that's right,
like
I
now?
I do father and son combinations. Okay. You know, they can get the father and son matching ties.
Right. That's a good deal.
Wow. So, yeah. Easter will be good. Mother's Day, Father's Day.
With the both
Christmas was great.
I'm about to say. Especially, yeah, Easter and Christmas.
I wish I could have postponed Christmas and had a couple weeks of those
Christmas. Yeah, I got you, man. I hear that. So, okay, you're in the fashion game, obviously. Fashion shows go with fashion game. Anything coming up? You part of any events? Got something planned?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Runway Mayhem show. Okay. My ties will be in there. I've kind of given them artistic control over what the models do, even though I did bring in some of my own models.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But we're definitely going to do that because it's a younger crowd, and I want that younger crowd as well.
Right, yeah.
I was supposed to be part of Great Lakes Fashion Week that happened last week, and there was some miscommunications there that, stopped me from being in there.
They dropped the ball?
I'm not going to say that's what happened, but...
They messed up. I'm going to put it out there. Y'all messed up. You can't be... Listen. All right, go ahead. I'm going to stop.
And then I'm actually nominated for an award for Best Accessories Line for a fashion award show in Columbus called the POSED Fashion Awards.
Okay.
Oh, sweet. POSED is the acronym, and I can't tell you what it stands for. Mm-hmm. But it's out of Columbus. I was part of the fashion show last year.
Okay.
Brand new was the first show I ever did. And then this year, I was nominated for an award. So if you go to posedfashionawards.com, you can actually vote for me.
Okay.
And if every listener votes for me, then I might win an award.
When do the polls close?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I think the middle or end of May.
Can we vote multiple times?
I think so.
Oh, you're going to win. Don't worry. We got you.
We'll get the Legion fans on top of it.
We got you. Don't you worry.
Get you covered.
Get your best stuff out because you definitely going to win that award. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah, it's POSED Fashion Awards. POS. ED Fashion Awards.
Okay. Make sure we put that up on the video link. Sounds good.
Yeah. Are we taking video of this?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. We got to prove that you look how we say you look, man.
Yeah, because they're not going to believe
us. 40, they thinking somebody, I don't know, out of Duck Dynasty or something. It's like, nah, man, this dude, fresh as he say.
He look younger than us. Yeah. Right.
But one more before I throw it over to I'm Just Saying. This is why I like bringing in business-minded, business-oriented / successful people. Because this is a faith-based show. Now, what we understand about faith here is that faith is applied. You got to put effort in. You have to put hard work towards what you're doing, even when the odds are against you, and even when everybody's saying no, you have to have the confidence and the trust that it's going to be a yes. So what I want you to do for our listening audience, to let them understand how this faith thing works in all aspects of life, is tell us what hard work and persistence did for you and give them a word of encouragement.
Well, it was definitely the hard work. It was definitely the persistence. But I think what it was the most for me is that I had to believe that I could actually do it.
Mm, right.
I had to have the confidence to go out and not only to believe that I could make a bow tie that people would want to buy, but that I could actually talk to people.
Yeah. Okay.
And approach people and say, hey, this is what I do. I didn't have a lot of confidence growing up.
Right.
Right.
From trickling down from my parents not really having a lot of confidence. So
I
realized that and I was able to get that confidence, then it was like, okay, I'm not going to miss out on anything else that I missed out on before because I didn't feel like I could do it.
Right.
So I think once I was able to really believe in myself that I could make this happen is what the most important thing was for me. That's where it all started. And, you know, I work like a Hebrew slave right now trying to keep up on inventory.
Hey.
That's actually the big part right there.
So that's the hard work.
The work, yeah. Man, yeah.
But, you know, if I could have a million bow ties and not have the confidence to let anybody know.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't do me any good.
Exactly.
You know, I could have the skill to do it and not have the confidence to follow through and actually make them.
Right.
You know, sometimes we're defeated before we start because we don't believe we can do it.
You're right. That's
so, you know, I think that was really the biggest thing for me was being able to believe that I could do it.
Okay. You know? Now, you say that. Now, my question off piggybacking off that is, you were saying earlier that you didn't have confidence when you were younger and that your parents didn't have confidence. So at what point did you get the confidence and what did you do to develop that confidence?
I think sometimes we have to go through some trauma in order to be conscious of certain things.
Okay.
And I think that the biggest point for me when I really became conscious of a lot of things and I started to look at life a lot differently is when I got divorced.
Okay.
And it kind of, it really, it, you know, sometimes you go through trauma and you're shocked into a certain level of consciousness.
I believe it.
You know, so from there I got to reading certain books and I got to studying certain things that really made me, you know, start to understand, you know, what I have to offer or my self-worth.
Right.
You know, and that was kind of that point where, you know, I made that decision that I don't have to live like I lived before.
Now, you say live before, was it like you said, did it have to do with a lot of lack of confidence or unsurety with yourself? That was,
yeah, I think I missed out on a lot of things that I just didn't think that I would do well at, so I didn't do it.
So you wouldn't do it, okay.
Now, I do a lot of things.
Right.
But, you know, to be able to go out and do something that you feel you do really well is different.
It is. It's a whole different ballgame. Like you said, you have to have the confidence in yourself first because you have to do it. You actually have to go out and do it. You have to plan and then actually just do it. So I applaud you for that. That's, you know what? It's interesting about the trauma thing, and I guess it's a real life thing, and some people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Because if you've been a certain way for a long time and it takes something outrageous like a divorce or the death of a loved one or something like that, something that really can alter the way you see things to better yourself.
And some people don't come out of that on the good side.
And that's what I was about to say. A lot of folks don't come out of that on the good side.
You know, and men in general, you know, I don't want to take it too deep, but, you know, men don't talk about things like depression.
You're right. And you might as well, I mean, on this show, we take it as deep as it needs to be. And that's a good thing because I can give you my story and we can all give each other stories. When I had to bury my child, that was a...
Oh, man.
That was,
sorry.
That was a hard thing for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't imagine.
It was a depression. And for me, just like having to get up from that. And I've heard people that talked about divorces as the same thing, you know, far as trauma, because you're used to a certain lifestyle with this person because you became one. And now you have to get used to not being
with
that
person.
And that
doesn't mean that it was a good or a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
It was just something that you were used to.
Exactly.
So now you got to change.
You got to, yeah.
Now you're forced to do something different. And for me, you know, once I realized that as long as I didn't resist,
yeah,
I'd be cool. You know, then I became a better person than I was when I was married.
So we can safely say that you are, if we were to go off scale of 1 to 10, before you were like, what, a 5 or 6?
As far as what?
Just as a person. Confidence and all, just, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're about 5 or 6, so now you're about 11, 12.
Nah, you know, I don't know if the scale goes that high. Yeah. I just, you know, I just want to move up a notch as much as I can, you know.
I feel it. I ain't mad at that.
Now, let me ask this question, being that you're business oriented or whatnot.
I like how you keep saying whatnot.
Whatnot, right?
We're going to have to say whatnot a whole lot. Yeah.
So I read a book and it became a concept of mine, go for no. being in a mindset of business is that you're actually looking for the no, because the more no's you get, the closer you are to that big yes you're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you encouraged by the no, or are you one of those people that's oh, my God, they told me no, I'm going to give up and quit?
What really, not even knowing at the time, but what really primed me to sell bow ties was network marketing.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And one of the things that you learn in network marketing and that you teach to your downline, mm-hmm. and you teach them to teach to their downline, is, you know, let's just get the no's out of the way first.
Right.
Once you get all the no's out of the way, now you got room for the yeses.
Right.
Like it.
You know, so now I feel like if I can talk to you for 15 seconds, mm-hmm. I'm going to create a relationship with you that either you're going to buy a bow tie now or at some point, or you're going to refer somebody to me to buy a bow tie at some point.
Gotcha.
You know, let's build that relationship in that first 15 seconds. And then we go from there.
That's
dope. Sounds like a plan.
That is dope. I like it all a lot. I'm impressed, man. I gotta say, I figured I would be impressed. You know, because I was already impressed with the bow ties.
I'm gonna say 70% of dudes that wear bow ties are just automatically somewhat impressive. So he already had a leg up on most people.
Right, he do. Right, that's what I'm saying. And then you know he got the Fountain of Youth thing going on. You know, the Benjamin Button. You know, so that's. That's all right.
Man, but that means that I don't have much time left. Right. I don't
want look. Hey, man, I'm sorry.
I'll be riding on a deer, bro, pretty soon with Benjamin Button disease.
This is so funny, man. Hey, man.
So tag us, man. Let us know where we can find all your information at, how we can find you over social media, your website if you got one. Give us all the information because the people want to know, man.
Yeah, they definitely going
to
hit us
up. When they see me walk out with that custom bow tie, I'm like, just refer to the interview. You got all the information.
Mark, you
got to
understand, for two guys that... One guy that's just starting to rock them, and for me to start rocking it, they gonna want to know, hey, where did you get that from, and how did they get that on you? So they gonna ask a lot of questions. All I'm gonna keep saying is, Mark.
But wait, there's more.
All right,
go ahead.
Wait till I get y'all in some of the suits that I sell.
Oh, man.
You selling? Oh, man.
See, now you're going to get me in trouble.
You're showing off. You're showing off.
When I put on a suit, you know, the flyness just amplifies by like 27.5%.
As it should.
And, you know, my wife be looking like, you know, this is how you know you look fly when you come out the house with your wife. Who you trying to impress? I ain't trying to impress nobody. I just want to put on a suit. But when
just
I get that,
look good.
I know I got it going on.
So you're like, baby, I just want to look good for
you. Exactly. Yeah.
You see, I'm wearing it with you.
So I know once I get one of them custom whatnots, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm called a custom whatnot. Okay. It's going to be, man.
So
anybody coming to the
summer, when you put the suit on along with the bow tie.
Oh, man.
Then it's,
I might have to flex that bow tie, untie it, just let it hang. Like you said,
let it hang. Yeah,
one button off.
We're going to let it hang all night. You know what I'm talking about?
But a lot of people let it hang because they don't know how to tie it.
True. That's true.
So don't fall into that category.
No.
We'll get you together.
I got you.
Look, I'm not leaving the spot until I know what I'm doing. So it's all good. I ain't leaving the spot until I know what I'm doing. That's fair.
You know, I can definitely, I get you in the suit, I get you in the ties.
So we can get a suit and a tie from you?
Pocket square, shoestrings for the different color shoestrings for the oxfords and wingtips.
Oh, man, that's dope.
So that you can, coordinate. I should have changed mine out today. I didn't even think about it.
It's all good. We trust you.
We definitely.
So you got to get the button downs and the dress shirts coming soon,
we
too.
We work. Right. My tailor makes custom shirts and suits.
Okay.
French
cuff?
The suits, the suits that I'm selling, you know, they're $400 suits. But, you know, my tailor, he makes them. You know, $1,100 to $4,000 suits.
Okay. And we get that Italian stitching on there? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's shout out to Q the Tailor.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're networking, we might as well.
You might as well go all the way. That's what this is all about.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Q is the only person that's ever going to touch my clothing to alter it in any way.
Makes Q sense the to Tailor. We coming for you next, Q.
Right in Cleveland Heights in the Rockefeller building.
We coming for you next.
Only certain people know how to get your pants to stop right at the shoe line. You know, everybody can't do that.
That's right.
You're right.
You know, since he makes suits, when he does your blazers for you, you know, they fall perfectly.
Exactly. That's how it's supposed to be.
Pinstripes, the pinstripes, they line up perfectly with the pants from the jacket to the pants.
And see, you know, I'm into the European look. So my tailor, towards the waistline, they got to taper in and then, you know, back out towards
the
bottom.
We got that.
Yeah. Okay.
We got it.
Go ahead.
The first suit that I'm selling, I bought, it just came in last week. So he had to bring it in a little bit in the way, you know, on the sides.
Right.
And then he brought the bottom in, and man, it fits perfectly.
It's beautiful. Because you got to keep Cleveland looking fresh, man. I mean,
you do.
That's what it's about.
Gotcha. It'd be nice to turn Cleveland into a fashion place.
Yeah, that's how I'm thinking. Yeah. So,
I don't see why it's not possible.
We're on the same track.
I don't see why. With the way that you're going, if we start doing it, and, you know, we get somebody else start doing it.
Wait till the Mav get a hold of it, man. You know, we talking about fashion right now. Yeah, Joshua, the fashion man from the Brand of Brothers.
Joshua,
man, it's like,
he'd be red all over.
I just wear t-shirts around him. It's like, why even try? Yeah, when he steps in, like, why try? You know?
Yeah, I need to meet this brother.
He got this lambskin jacket with the frills on it. I'm talking about with the frills.
It's a peacoat.
It's a peacoat.
And the stitching looks like, when you first look at it, it looks like it's really old. Like, why you got that old thrift store jacket on?
Right.
But no, it's made like that on purpose.
Yeah,
it's like, it's crazy, man.
And he got
that's what's up.
And he got the dress with the little band on it.
With the aerodynamic bonnet. So when he walks smooth, no wind resistance. You know, it's
like
crazy.
In a Spike Lee movie.
Yeah.
He just floats.
Yeah,
I look forward to meeting the brother.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get him down today, but he had to do some run around with the kids and whatnot. Oh, yeah.
We're here for you, man.
Dude, I don't even think you realize we use that word so much. Like, every time we say it, it's going to be like, ding. We might have to come up with that. Every time we say whatnot, ding.
Had to get a ding in there.
Had happened was, when I was looking for a name, I was listening to the radio and somebody was just in conversation and they said whatnot in conversation and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's perfect.
I like it.
You know, I found like with a lot of business concepts and things we do here, a lot of my best ideas come from, they're not well thought out, if you will. You know, obviously once I get it out, you know, I process it, evaluate it, but it's like, boom, oh yeah, that works. That sounds
that's
good.
Because, and this is from a book I was reading, like all of your creativity comes from a place called no mind. Uh-huh. It's when your mind is clear and you're not thinking about anything.
Right.
You're right.
And that's when you're able to hear what's there for you. It's no different
makes
in
sense.
Meditation.
Makes
you
sense.
Know, you
yeah.
clear
oh,
your
so
mind
right.
so that you can hear what's meant for you to hear. So that's why it'll be a great song or something, and you ask the artist, you know, how long did it take you to write this? Oh, I wrote this in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a lot of thinking. Like, if you start to think too much, then you
overthink,
you end up not doing anything at all.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's it's kind of funny you say that. We were talking to Tony earlier, and he was telling us a story about a song him and Gerald LaVert did with Barry White. And we sat here and we like to fell out the chairs laughing at this story, because that's kind of how we come to find out that what's the name of the song that he did?
Practice What You Preach.
Practice What You Preach. That's a demo.
Oh,
that's not the real version.
Nice.
And I guess Tony and them had did the version. They put the strings, everything on it. And Barry, Mr. White calls him back and says, hey, good old BW then did you right. And he was like, heard the song and he said, where's the other stuff? He said, oh, I took care of that. So he redid everything that they worked on and said, yeah, I had to make it right. It's all good. And we just laughed. We sat here and laughed.
Wow.
He was like, man, because he told us a story. It took so long to get that song made. And we never knew that. I'm like, dude, nobody. He said, yeah, they don't know about that. But
you can't really question Barry White.
That's the point.
Then that was the thing. You couldn't.
Yeah, he was saying he was out there like a week and a half and he kept brushing them off.
Spinning him.
He like,
spent them
but
good.
What you going to do? This is Barry White. You just deal with it. So,
yeah.
It worked in the long run. A year later.
A year and a half later.
That's
man, if I had a voice like that, I'd sell more bow ties.
Right. Yeah, you would. You're right. For sure.
You
wouldn't even have to sell them. Just bow tie.
That's all you had to
do. Get that deep voice, that Merry Christmas from the Temptations voice.
You know, sometimes I get mad my voice is a little high-pitched. You know, I wish, you know, my vocal cords are stretched out a little more. But, you know, just work what you got and
gotta
make
work
it
with what you got.
Yeah. I mean, you got the 25-year-old look going. So
I mean, yeah, so, yeah, you can't complain about
it. Yeah, you can't complain, you know. Yeah.
You got to be grateful. That's what I preach around me.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So that's cool. Let me ask you a question about... Let's see. We done asked you about your bow ties. We asked you about the fashion. I want to do something a little different with all my guests. I always do something a little different out of the box. What's your wardrobe like without the bow ties?
Without the bow ties...
Did he just blaspheme in front of you saying that?
Nah.
That was funny.
Nah, because, you know, I'm just going to describe what I would wear before I put the bow tie on.
Right.
Okay.
You know, it's not as big as you might think, but, you know, my tailor Q, he put a post up and he was saying the difference between you having a bunch of clothes and you having a wardrobe
right.
is that you can get dressed in a half an hour with a wardrobe.
Right, right,
right.
You know, you can, you know, you can go in and you can pick, you know, from here to here. I didn't, before I left out the house, I didn't know what I was putting on today.
Right.
You know, I picked a bow tie and I said, all right, well, let me get this, 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 and this.
Right. Right.
From that place of no mind.
Right.
Right.
How many times do we overthink what we wear, true, or what we're going to wear, and then it takes us forever to get dressed? You right. know, so
that's why I need to tell my wife stop overthinking it.
Right. So I'll have, you know, quite a few sweaters. I'm that sweater guy, that blazer guy, you right. know. A lot of button downs.
Gotcha.
I don't wear a lot of tennis shoes.
I was about to say, you don't seem like you really rock a lot of tennis
when
shoes.
When I do, they're classic
Reeboks, Pumas. Okay.
Pumas, Adidas, stuff like that.
So we're probably never catching a pair of LeBrons or nothing like that.
Oh, no.
It's not trendy enough for you.
No, I was just talking to a group of kids last Saturday. And, you know, I was telling them that one day you're going to put those Jordans down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he couldn't understand why he was going to put those Jordans down.
Right.
And aside from the fact that, you know, when you're 16, you're going to like things differently than you like them when you're 20.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 20, you're going to like things differently than when you're 30 and so on.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to talk to kids in a way that they wouldn't expect you to.
Right.
So I told them that I was at a career day the previous week talking to some kids. And I was in the teacher's lounge before, she going to kill me for this, before the everything started.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. In walks this beautifully gorgeous chocolate woman with long dreadlocks.
Yeah, dark skin to get you. Ooh. Get you.
Yeah, I got me one. Oh yeah.
You know, dressed very professional.
Right. Uh-huh.
Gorgeous.
Right.
You know, and I'm thinking in my head, I have got to have conversation with this woman before right. I leave out of here.
She needs my business card.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
With the personal number and everything.
You know, so after yeah. everything happened, we got done speaking. We came back in the teacher's lounge, and there she was. So we had really good conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, exchange numbers. You know, had I had on Jordans,
your chances would have diminished.
She would have never talked to me.
That's right.
She's a professional woman.
Oh, yeah. Right. But, you know, it's funny that you said that with the Jordans and whatnot, and it hit me. It Thing. Was like, you know, yeah.
Thing.
You know, it hit me when you're younger, you're doing things like buying your Jordans or whatever the latest trend is to be a part of the popular crowd. So you base your fashion off of trying to fit in with everybody else. Once you start to get older and start to develop your own personality, your fashion is uniquely created for you to stand out.
That's your style.
Exactly. So right. in one essence, you're trying to be like everybody else. And next, you're doing things like not buying all the latest and greatest, but putting something together that's going to fit your image to stand out.
How great is it to walk in the spot and look twice as good as everybody else in there
uh-huh.
for a fraction
exactly.
of the cost.
Exactly. It's lovely, oh, yeah. man. It's lovely. Yeah. I love that.
And they're not wearing what you're wearing either?
That's right.
Oh,
right. I've had one pair of Jordans.
You got one more than I've ever had.
But listen, this was when I was in the seventh grade.
Right.
This okay. was the ones.
Uh-huh.
So when they first came out, they had the red, white, and black leather ones.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then they had two sets of canvas ones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were black and reds, and they were blue and reds.
Right.
So I had the blue and red. I mean, the blue and black, rather. So I right. had the blue and black canvas Jordans. They were the Air Jordan knockouts. They were the AJKOs.
Yeah.
Right.
Those were the only ones I ever had because I couldn't afford the leather ones.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, right. gotcha.
So
I understand that. That ain't bad. That
now, good. My kids, you know, over the years have had a lot of Jordans and LeBrons.
Oh, so they ain't following your fashion trend already? I mean, you figured it has just like been born into them.
Nah, right? they're pretty stylish, but just in a different way.
Gotcha.
I gotcha.
You they know? Can't be like daddy. That wouldn't make sense. If we can't go to school dressed like daddy, it's
nah,
weird.
They should. They
Not
get,
yet.
They get more
should.
Numbers.
You're right.
They sure would.
But they don't get that yet. They're young. They're
right.
young.
Right.
Right.
yeah. Well, no, they ain't too young.
Plus,
they
were athletes, so.
Oh. Oh.
How much better when you're doing your press right. conference to say what college you're going to go to, and you got on the whatnot bow tie,
your
the
fit.
Custom Taylor suit.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Oh, absolutely.
With, and with the Paisley shoestrings in, because they ain't seen those yet.
The
you know?
Paisley shoestrings. Wow.
The custom socks. They ain't going to be ready for them.
That's right.
Change
that's
the
right.
game even on ESPN. You know, that yeah. they don't even cover the sports issue. They're just looking at the fashion.
That's right.
It. That's
right.
What they're looking at now. That's all right, man. I feel clean. You know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know.
No, I feel like I shouldn't have worn boots to this interview. That's what I feel.
Look, I was, look, good, look, I was debating. I said, man, I wonder, should I get dressed up or what? Because I know I feel underdressed. I mean, when he got out the vehicle, yo, when he stepped out, you know how somebody step out like they had the
he's important.
Athletes.
Like, I don't know what he does, but he's important.
Yeah, you like, okay, he owns something.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And he pulled out the briefcase. And he walked over. And, you know, people look cool.
He's
and
too
they
fly
give
to
you
be
a
an
pound.
Insurance salesman.
Dude, he gave me a pound. That. You know how somebody give you a grip and a hug? It was like one of them dope. What's up, Don? You know, it was so smooth. You know what I'm talking about?
Tripping. Yeah, I got you.
Smooth. Yeah, I had to wipe his shirt off because I didn't.
They're cleaning the carpets in the back. Don't touch these carpets, man. He's graced this carpet.
Man. Man. I'm telling
y'all
you.
That's good. It's good.
I appreciate it.
So close us out. I'm just saying, you know. Well, actually, did you give all your information? I did ask you.
I did, but I'll give it again.
Okay. Give it again. Give it again.
The website, which the official website will be up soon. I'm updating it right now.
Okay.
It's www.thewhatnot.com.
Oh, right.
And that's THEWHATKNOT.
Hence, bow ties, not, right. Know, just in case you didn't catch that.
Some people slow, you know.
Right. Instagram, at the whatnot. Mm-hmm. Twitter, at the whatnot. Tumblr, at the whatnot, I think.
You got the market cornered on this, huh?
Yeah. Facebook is the whatnot. And also Mark A. Matthews, you can find. Okay. On Facebook, you can find me personally.
Gotcha.
And also info@thewhatnot.com is my email. If you're local, you can really even give me a call, 216-409-0358.
I don't know if you should have done that. The pictures are going to go up, man. You might be getting extra curricular phone calls.
They're definitely going to call.
So you can look through the, you know, we can connect. You can look through the case, see what you want. Too bad this ain't live. I'm giving $5 off of all bow ties till 5 o'clock
today. We had to get you into one of the live recordings then so you can run one of those special promos again. See, we should have knew that. We could have had them on the live show. But works nonetheless. Get off the phone, man.
I'm sorry, man. Look, I want to kind of like, I wanted to shut him out on like on the sly.
Yeah, shout him out after the show.
Man, I wanted to, because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You know how you want to take selfies?
He
want to
plug now. They don't know you're talking to the man right now.
Hey, look, you know how you want to take selfies? You want to be on this selfies kick? I just wanted to plug you while I was on the mic. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
But it's all good, man. Yo, it's your boy, I'm Just Saying, in the building with Mr. Whatnots himself, Mark Matthews, architect on the side doing what he do. You know.
I'm always here.
You want to finish it out for me? I got to do something.
Okay, good deal.
You're dope at it.
This is Shock Therapy on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. We appreciate you for listening once again. Always make sure you go to the website, cultureshockentertainment.net. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cultureshockent. We're also on Facebook. We'd love to have you there at facebook.com/cultureshockentertainment. Always doing new things, always doing big things, a lot more than radio. Make sure you go on to the links. A lot of behind the scenes material, a lot of footage. You want to get this man, trust me, we're not lying when we tell you that he looks younger than we are.
We ain't
lying.
It's
a shame. I might need to do a little more. Also, make sure you listen back on the shows on demand on YouTube, youtube.com/cultureshockentertainment. Click on it whenever you feel like. If you want to listen to a show all over again, we'll have it there for you. Other than that, until next time, we are out.
Two fingers. Love to the whatnots.